The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream from the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vieren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of the Daily Witness podcast. We are your hosts, Trevor and Megan van Vieren.
Hey, everyone.
And we're going to talk about something I think that's going to really get them thinking. Okay? And it should. And it should. But before we do that, let's get into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. It's just so nice to have you in our lives. It's just so nice that we can just depend on you at any time. Now, Lord, think through our minds and speak through our vocal cords. There are things that you want to share with your children. And we welcome the help. And just use us as vessels of honor for your kingdom to build up your kids the way you see fit. There's a way, and you know the way, and we thank you that we flow in that way. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
How this came about, as you know, we were listening to the preached word. We were studying. We were fellowshipping.
Yes.
And it was in that moment that I was reminiscing over these little pockets, if I can call it that. Things that the Spirit of God taught me over time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find, you know, with us being ministers and you deal with so many people that face problems.
Yes.
And I find that Christians, a lot of them, not all of them,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying all of them, but unfortunately, a lot of them that should know better, they depend heavily on the world. They're still doing that. When the table should be turned.
Yes, true.
And they should be depending heavily on the kingdom. Because Jesus did not die in vain. He actually said this, "Occupy till I come."
Mm.
And what does that mean?
It means to dominate.
It means to dominate. I mean, if you look in other areas, Jesus told his disciples, "These works that I do, and greater than these shall you do when I go to be with my Father," you know. And a lot of Christians are not experiencing that.
No, they're not even experiencing a fraction of it.
Yeah. And it's because they have got this misconception of Christianity.
Mm.
And they plug it down to, you know, Jesus is this big softy. He's not going to do anything. When we just, Christianity boils down to this, God saved you from your sins and, you know.
You get to go to heaven.
You get to go to heaven and you can fellowship with him when you're in the mood.
Mm.
But he's not the all that is. Yeah. You know, he's not the bee's knees. I mean, we got more important things to do here in life.
At least we're going to heaven.
Yeah, at least
so
we're going to heaven.
So never mind the rest.
And, you know, when we're there,
yes,
we'll spend all time in the world with him. And we'll make him happy. But right now, I've got other stuff to do and,
yeah,
and
they
so
forget
forth.
About the scripture that says, as he is, so are we in this world.
Oh, that is so good. That's 1 John chapter 4, folks. And you need to go and check that out.
We're supposed to dominate now.
We're supposed to dominate.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You find so many Christians under the circumstances that come up against them. Now, here's the thing. They put their trust in the world so much that when time comes and they need God's help and they find out, it's like you're taking a wet rag and you squeeze that thing. That rag represents the world. And you're squeezing all the help out of it that you possibly can get. Now, what's happening? Every time you wring that cloth,
there's less and less supply left.
That's right.
That's a really good illustration.
And what happens is that cloth went from sopping wet, your hands were wet,
yes,
it's going to moist. It comes to a place where it's dry.
Yes.
And there's nothing left. Absolutely nothing left. You wrung that poor cloth out till that thing is completely empty. There's not a drop in it. And that is what the Christians do. They have so much trust in the world that when it comes to needing help, there's nothing left that the world has to offer.
Yeah.
Nothing. Now, as a last resort, they remember God.
Has it come to this?
Yeah, has it come to this? Now, now it boils down to, oh, we'll just pray a little 5-minute prayer, slap a prayer out there, and you know, God's going to come to the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're really frazzled. They're really turned over. And then their prayers don't get answered.
Because they're so full of fear.
So full of fear. And this is the problem.
And faith cannot work where fear is present.
Faith doesn't work. Now check this out. The Lord talks about you, and I'm going to read Colossians chapter 2, verse 7, and I'm going to read it from the New King James Version because I like that. It says, you need to be rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
Mm.
Okay? So you need to be taught.
Yes.
And then you need to be abounding in it with thanksgiving. But
in what you were taught.
Prior to that, you need to be rooted and you need to be built up in him and established in the faith. Now, I think about this tree that we have here in the backyard.
Mm.
That thing is huge.
Yes. It's massive.
Man, we got all sorts of birds that hang around in that tree.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the base of the tree, would you say that tree is established?
Oh, that's definitely established.
We've had some severe winds that have come in here. And
that tree ain't moving.
That tree didn't move. Now, the tree across the road by the neighbor, which was a pretty big tree.
Yes.
And it had its roots in the ground. But man, one strong wind came and we saw that whole tree plus its roots ripped up out of the ground.
Yes, that's true. I don't even remember a tree being there.
Remember? Yeah. And I think I got photos of that tree.
Yes.
That tree wasn't established.
Mm-mm. But this tree definitely
this is. This tree is established. This tree will blow the wind out. This tree ain't going nowhere. Mm. Now that is the picture. I mean, that tree has got roots that are so big that are far bigger than my arms. Mm-hmm. It's in some cases
and
thicker.
And they are deep.
They're roots. Thicker than my legs.
Yes.
That is the image that is painted here in Colossians. Now let's just look at that again. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. Okay. Now, I love the word established.
Yes.
Don't think you know what that word means.
Mm.
I
like the definition that you gave earlier.
You got to study. Scripture says study, and we're going to get to that scripture now. But I like to use Merriam-Webster's 1828 Bible Dictionary. It's a good dictionary. It's not a secular dictionary. It's not influenced by the world at all. And the word established is a verb. And number one, it says to institute something such as a law permanently.
I like the word permanently.
By enactment or agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Permanently. Associate the word permanent with the word established. Okay? It talks about to make firm or stable.
Like the tree.
Like that tree. That tree is firm.
And very stable.
And stable. And it looks very permanent.
Yes.
To introduce and cause to grow and multiply.
Mm-hmm. And if we use the tree as an example, that thing keeps growing. You've got to keep cutting it back.
Yeah.
Keeps growing and you've got to keep cutting it back.
Man, that thing, that's a big, 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 big tree. To bring into existence.
Oh, it's in existence, all right.
Okay. This is the word established. Now, let's go to, I want to look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And we said a few minutes ago, the Bible says that you need to study. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. But before I do that, we're talking about Christians who are facing situations that the world cannot solve for them. And in some cases, the world won't solve.
True.
Won't do it. Because we must never, ever forget, what did Jesus say? He called Satan the god of this world. So there are some instances where the devil is going to take advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are empty, and if you are not established in the faith, there are things that he can do to you. He's got access to your
True.
Life. Especially with the words of your mouth and your actions and so forth. He can step in there and he can be an influence.
Well, when you aren't full, there's always a space, a gap open, and he's always looking for a gap.
100%. Now, the Lord knows when to get you saved.
Mm-hmm.
He knows there's a lot of
the time he's chosen
that are involved behind the scene. But let me tell you something. When you get saved, you should hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
The ministry plays a vital role in your growth. That's the avenue by which God functions. And I mentioned this on a video that I did on our YouTube channel. If you look at Ephesians chapter 4 and you look at the flow of things and talking about Jesus being the head of the church, and he says he works through the apostle, the prophet, evangelist, and
the pastor
and the teacher. This is the fivefold ministry. And then underneath that is the church, the body of Christ. And what happens is the church is there to build up the body of Christ. They use the word edify there, to build you up. But guess what? That does not happen overnight.
No, it doesn't. that goes over a period of time.
That's why you can't miss a broadcast. You can't miss a podcast. You can't miss a live stream on a Wednesday because it's going to cost you.
Yes.
There are some things that take time for God to impart in your spirit. Mm. I mean, just taking for instance, if like I mentioned earlier, if we just discuss the topic of faith alone, there are a lot of attributes that make faith work. For instance, Romans calls faith a law. A lot of Christians don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know that. What is a law? A law is an established principle that works every time you put it to work.
Yes.
But you hear Christians who are running on empty,
mm-hmm.
their reserves are empty, and they'll say things like, no, it's all up to God. Then why do you need faith?
Exactly.
Why on earth would you need faith if it's all up to Him?
And it says, the just shall live by faith.
That's right. Now, there are a lot of things that are involved in it. For instance, the words that come out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus himself said that.
Yes.
You know what happened? I hear Christians saying things like this, really stupid. I can't stand that bunch that name it and claim it.
Mm.
This name it and claim it bunch. Yet, you using it every single day in your
exactly,
life.
Exactly, in your word.
And you'll find a lot of those Christians that talk like that are either traditionalists
mm-hmm.
or they're stuck in the Old Testament the whole time.
True.
And we are new creations. I'm not saying don't ever study the Old Testament. I'm not saying that at all. It's great to study the Old Testament, but some people only stay there. Mm. And they have
study purposes.
They have an Old Testament mentality.
Mm. And we got a new covenant.
That's right.
With Jesus.
So there's the power of words. It's something you cannot deny.
Mm.
It's actually splashed out throughout the whole Bible. All you need to do
is God created everything.
Go and read your Bible and you will see it. There's places all over, Old Testament and New Testament, that talk about your words. Your words play a major role in faith. Now, here's another aspect of faith. There's a time to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You don't open your mouth immediately.
Mm-hmm. There's wisdom.
There's a time to speak. Now, someone will say, well, now you got me intrigued. When is that? Well, see, these are things that you can only learn over time. And these are things that the Spirit of God will impart in you because you've been obedient. Now let's go there quickly to 2 Timothy, and I just want to read it. And I want to read from the Amplified Bible, like I said, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. He says, study and do your best to present yourself to God approved, a workman tested by trial, who has no reason to be ashamed, accurately handling and skillfully teaching the word of truth.
Oh, that's good.
The King James says, study to show yourself approved, a workman. And then I'm going to focus on that last part, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Your part is to study the word.
Yes.
That's your part. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, I want to read.
So that you can become skillful in it.
That's it. That's it. So that you can, let's quote that, skillfully teaching the word of truth, accurately handling it.
And that only happens when you have got that word, you've studied the word,
yeah.
you've gone through the trials using the word, and you've gained your victory, then you can teach other people.
That's right.
You've become skillful in that word.
Now, another verse of scripture that we're going to pair with 2 Timothy chapter 2 is John chapter 14, verse 26. And this is Jesus talking, and he says, but the Comforter, someone says, well, who's the comforter? Well, let Jesus finish. Which is the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
There you go. Now you know who the comforter is, if you didn't. Which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now, what am I saying to you is faith, just faith alone, there are many aspects. I mean, people don't even know Jesus spoke about the kingdom of heaven. He spoke about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is a place. The kingdom of God is a government.
Mm-hmm.
People don't even know that. It actually says that in the Bible. The kingdom of God is a government. Jesus said the kingdom of God is not something that you can see on the outside. He said it's in you.
Yes.
It's in you. People don't even know that.
Mm.
So what does that tell you? If you pair this up with other scriptures, it calls you an ambassador of Christ. It calls you citizens of heaven. Talks about your name being written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So what has that got to do with the government? It tells you, you got to get to know your constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you that you need to study your government, what your government is about, because
mm-hmm.
you, the representative in the earth, not True. Jesus. Jesus is up in heaven.
Yeah, he's had his turn done.
His spirit is inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but you are the representative.
We're supposed to continue his work here.
That's right. Now, he's the teacher, but how on earth is he going to teach you if you got no time
You don't studying? Come to class.
You got no time studying the word.
Mm-hmm.
How's he going to teach you? He can only teach you with material that you put in front of you.
Exactly. And you've got to study beforehand, because how will the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter and our teacher, help bring to our remembrance what we've learned if we haven't learned anything?
That's right.
Because when times of trouble come, that is when he will remind you of those things.
Now, there are some things, there's a lot of things actually that mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit wants to teach us. Let me say it like this. There are many things the Holy Spirit wants to impart in us. Why? So that we can be established in the faith. So that we can be rooted and built up in him. Now, let me ask the people this question. If you are not studying to show yourself approved, there are days, like we mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
weeks, months, and even years of impartation that you've missed out on.
Which means you're behind.
Yeah. And how are you going to fight the devil? How are you going to resist the devil if you're not established in the faith?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said to you, we as ministers, we come across a lot of Christians who are living under the circumstances. And the circumstances are just dominating them. And what's the number one issue? They're not studying.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. They're just not studying.
No, they're empty. They're running on empty.
Their gas tank is completely empty.
And you're not
empty.
Going to go anywhere yeah. like that.
Now, unfortunately, folks, we only have time for this, but we sure hope that you enjoyed this episode. And as always, remember, faith comes by hearing.
So keep on hearing. Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan.
You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.